The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
The village of Pontremoli. The oldest historical record of Pontremoli, the city of bridges, is the travel diary of Cedric, Archbishop of Canterbury, who, around 990 AD, travelled from England to Rome along the ancient Via Romea through France, marking it as the 33rd stage of his long journey. Documents tell us that the urban fabric of Pontremoli is closely linked to its rivers, the Magra and the Verde, which have not only shaped its architectural development, but have also contributed to the creation of an enchanting panorama. The village winds along the banks of these waters, following the course of the Magra as far as the convent of Santissima Annunziata. Until the beginning of the 14th century, instead of the two current squares, there was a single large open space facing west towards the Verde River, where the life of the community pulsated. The old town hall, opposite, was a witness to the social and political dynamics of the time. This area, full of markets and gatherings, was the scene of rivalry between the Guelphs and the Ghibellines, who fought for control of the city. In 1322, the Ghibelline lord of Lucca, Castruccio Castracani, appeared on the scene, determined to put an end to the fratricidal violence. His ambition led him to order the construction of an imposing wall, the Cortina di Cazzaguerra, which divided the two factions and marked a new era of control and power. The central tower of this fortification, the highest, became the Campanone, the symbol of Pontremoli, which today rises proudly in the sky. The upper square, once known as Cazzaguerra Supra, is now Piazza del Duomo, dominated by the majestic co-cathedral and the Bishop's Palace, the seat of the diocese until 1987. Walking through the streets of the town, the visitor can appreciate the deep historical and urban development of the town, which stretches from the foot of the Piagnaro Hill to the confluence of the Verde and Magra rivers, then on to Porta Fiorentina, the southern boundary of Pontremoli. The path to the confluence of the rivers tells the story of a town that has always welcomed its waters, considering them allies rather than enemies. The rushing currents acted as a natural shield, protecting Pontremoli on three sides, while the houses were built close to the banks with high walls. To the north stood the Piagnaro Castle, with its mighty ramparts, while to the south, the Castelnuovo Tower watched over the Magra. In addition to these defences, there was the Cazzaguerra Hut and the fortified gates, which told the story of a village that was always ready to defend its territory. Finally, the bridges are the arteries of Pontremoli, connecting the shores and intertwining the stories of the people who lived there. The first bridges, simple forts, were transformed over time into more robust structures, stone arches that tell the story of progress and ingenuity. The Romanesque bridge, although modified, still retains its original profile and connects the village to the Church of San Francesco. The first written record of these bridges dates back to the end of the 14th century, where the town council decided to replace the wooden beams with stone arches, marking the beginning of a new era of solidity and architectural beauty.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.